I want to talk about me being discussed on the show Married to Medicine. I just wanted to clear up some things that happened between me and Dr. Greg, who is married to Quad on the show Married to Medicine. I want to first start off by saying thank you to Quad for saying that she believed me, believed what I said about the situation. Okay, so I met Dr. Greg at a club called Whiskey Mistress about 2 years ago. When I met him, I was with my homegirl, and she was meeting his homeboy up there. My homegirl and his homeboy had already knew each other. So I met Dr. Greg after the club was over. Me and my homegirl walked up to the guy she was meeting car, and Dr. G was in the car. And the guy that she was meeting was like, hey, let's all go grab something to eat at a place called R. Thomas in Buckhead. I said, okay, cool. So we went to R. Thomas. We met them there. My first impression of Dr. G was he was quiet. He did not come off like a thirsty guy trying to talk to me and get my number or anything. He was quiet. He was respectful. And he was just, you know, sitting there. It looked like a lot was on his mind, so I wasn't really bothering him like that. After a while, I started making small talk with him. I'm like, hey, you know, what's your name? You know, I believe I said, are you married? And he never said that he was married, but he never denied it either. I did not see a wedding ring. And after small talk, he started to open up a bit. Excuse me. So, after he started opening up a bit, we all started laughing and stuff, whatever, talking about whatever. I don't remember. They asked me and my homegirl, do we want to go back to a hotel room? We said no. We said no. We'll see you guys tomorrow. And, you know, they kept asking. They didn't ask a lot. They asked about, you know, 2-3 times. And, you know, we was like, no. No is our final answer. So we did not go back to the hotel with Dr. G and his friend that night. We declined. He said, okay. He said, follow me to a gas station. Let me fill up your gas. Let me fill up your tank. And I'll see you another day. I followed him to a gas station in Midtown. He filled up my tank. I forgot he said something to me. I don't even remember. And that was that. They went on their way. The next day, I'm texting him. You know, he's texting me. And he said, let's do dinner tonight. I said, okay. My friend was already meeting his friend for dinner, so I thought that we all were going to, like, double date. Later that night, he tells me to meet him at the Hyatt Regency downtown Atlanta, and I meet him there. And inside the Hyatt Regency, there's restaurants. So we meet inside the Hyatt Regency, and by the time we met, I wasn't hungry anymore. And he wasn't hungry either. So we sat there and we watched my friend and his friend wrap up their dinner. They were already there prior to us. After dinner, we all decided to go to a club called Cafe Circa. It's really popping on Fridays. So we all take a Uber to Cafe Circa. On, I believe the street is Edgewood. We go to Cafe Circa, And the first thing I noticed is that Dr. Greg had on a hat. And he kept trying to tilt his hat down. And I'm texting my homegirl and I'm like, why does he keep trying to tilt his hat down? And you know, we're cracking a few jokes like, you know, oh, that's just how old men wear their hats. No big deal. You still could visibly see his face, you know, but he wasn't standing super close to me. He was standing by me. I was sitting down in a chair, he was standing up. And from the outside looking in, you can tell that I was with him and my homegirl was with his friend. But I did notice that he kept pulling his hat down. So, I didn't think nothing of it. And also, let me also say that when I first saw him, I told him, no, I told my friend, I was like, he looks familiar. I can't pin where I know him from, but he looks familiar. And she was like, I know, I don't know where I know him from either. We didn't think nothing of it. We didn't think that he was on a show. He had a wife. We didn't think none of that shit. None of it. So, after Cafe Circa, we all got an Uber back to the Hyatt Regency. And my friend had already had her thing planned with his friend. And I'm gonna get on his friend in a little bit after I talk about Dr. Gray. I'm gonna get on his friend in a little bit. Mind you, my friend, her name was is Kim. My friend Kim thought that his friend was a single man. She thought she met this great guy. He was also telling her he lives in Chicago. He was also telling her like, baby, I like you so much. I'm gonna move from Chicago and be with you. I'm gonna tell y'all about that in a second. Okay, so Dr. G was like, you wanna get a hotel room? Mind you, he's still respectful, and all that good stuff. So I'm like, you know, I felt comfortable with him after the night, you know, after being with him at Cafe Circa. I felt comfortable, like, yeah, let's go to the hotel. Once we're in the hotel room, I believe it was small talk. I don't remember that part, but the only thing that happened was oral sex. That's it. No sex happened. Once the sex was about to happen, first of all, it was very, very, very small. So once the sex was about to happen, I'm like, he looked like he was just about to get on me. And I'm like, where's your condom? And he's like, I don't have one. And I'm like, can you go get one? And he did not look like he wanted to go get one. He looked like he wanted to have sex with me unprotected. And that just wasn't going to happen. No. So he got dressed and he said, okay, I'll go get one. While I'm waiting, all of a sudden I get a text from him and he was like, you know what? I'm just going to call it a night. You enjoy the room. You can stay there. You enjoy the room. I really felt like he wanted to have unprotected sex with me. And when I declined and asked him to go get a condom, he didn't want to. First of all, I was low key scared because his dick was so little. I don't even know what condom could fit on his dick, okay? So all I was thinking was like, damn, if he gets a condom, it might come off of me because his shit is so little. So I can understand why he doesn't like using condoms because he probably can't feel shit. And it's little, listen, I feel sorry for his wife. I'm sorry. She had to deal with that shit? No. So, you know what? I said, okay. I go to sleep. The next morning, I see the bill get slipped under the door. Mind you, I didn't even know bills get slipped under doors. So the bill gets slipped under the door. Any person, any human is going to go see what the fuck just got slipped under the door. So I pick up the receipt. It was a receipt of the charges, and I saw his last name. Mind you, he didn't tell me his last name. He only told me his name was Greg. So, like, once again, any normal person would Google who the fuck they were just with. I Google people all the time. They Google me. That's like, that's not out of the out of the norm. So I Google who he is, and boom, I see this man is on a whole TV show, has a whole wife, and he's laid up with me trying to have unprotected sex the night prior. It disgusts me. It disgusts me because you men, will risk sleeping with a woman on with no condom and then go back home to your wife? That's fucking disgusting. And I had just got out of a situation, literally just got out of a situation where I liked a guy so fucking much. And I found out about 4 or 5 months later that that guy was married. And I was fucking devastated because I liked that person so much. He didn't seem like he was married. He didn't have any postings of a wife on his page. Like, nothing really seemed like he was married. So for me to encounter another situation like that, I was pissed. So yes, as soon as I found out, I went to Quad Page. I found out who his wife was. I went to Quad Page and I wrote her on her Instagram page under a picture about her husband being with me the night prior. One day when I'm fucking married and it's my husband's out fucking some little bitch or trying to fuck a little bitch, I want that little girl to tell me exactly, do the same thing I did. Tell me what the fuck is going on. Because I think it's quite disgusting to fuck one bitch raw that you don't even fucking know and then go back home to your wife. It was my decision to have sex with him, but I was going to have protected sex with him. That's my decision. And I thought he was a single man. So I thought I was doing something in the right. Let me tell his wife on her page. So after that, I contacted him and I told him, I was like, wow, you're married. You're fucking married. And that's that. I'm gonna just leave it at that. So let me get back to his friend, this friend he had from Chicago. This friend met my friend Kim, telling her he's single. They were only speaking for about 2 weeks, but I believe about 2 weeks, but they really liked each other. And like, she really liked him. He seemed like he really liked her, but he said he was going to relocate to Atlanta for her. He said it, said all that to her after just meeting her. And long story short, I asked her, after I found out that Dr. Greg was married, I asked her, what's his last name? And she had already knew his last name, but I didn't know it. And I was like, you know what, let me look his friend up on Facebook. We get on we get on Facebook, we look his friend up. His friend is a whole married guy too. Married for 13 years, a child, about 10 years old. His wife is a bad bitch. A bitch, you know, like, with high credentials, all this good shit going on for her in her life. And you out here cheating, risking everything for a chick you just met. A chick who, we were just disgusted. And so, yes, when I saw the clip of Dr. Greg describing the situation, making it seem like he met a girl and we went back to the hotel room. No, it was more than that. It was, we met, we did not go back to the hotel room with you. We hung out the next day. Then the hotel happened. So I just wanted to clear some things up. Ladies, we do need to stop trying to hang out with guys that we don't know. And I'm guilty of that. I'm human. Don't hang out with these guys. We don't know these guys. even if they seem like a good guy, oh, he doesn't seem like he's crazy, or he doesn't seem like he'll do any wrong. So what? We don't know them. They don't know us. And half these guys are married anyways. So we gotta do our whole FBI investigation on their motherfucking asses before we go chill with them. So that's that. Just wanted to clear up a few things. You can follow me on Instagram at @1 Jackie Presley. And I will be back with more juicy topics. This is all unscripted. I just say whatever the fuck I want to say, whatever comes to mind. No scripts, no nothing. No, I didn't prepare shit, just said it. And that's that. Thanks for listening. Bye.